Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're going to spend a week focused on captive thoughts, taking our thoughts captive. God instructs us to demolish every argument. And one of the ways we do that is by taking our thoughts captive so that they, as God says, so that they're obedient to Christ. And so each day this week, we're going to look at a little different aspect of what it might look like to do that, what captive thoughts might look like, God would want us to do. Talked about over the last few weeks about that progression of our thoughts influencing our actions. And when we talked about commitment, we talked about resolve, we talked about yearning, and those things that we want grow in our mind. And so it's important that we follow that up with this focus on captive thoughts. Today we're going to look at these captive thoughts which are full of faith. Fascinating story. Jesus healed a person, but the recounting of the story kind of gives the impression that he didn't know who. And the result is that faith is the subject of the story. And it kind of begins, it's kind of in the center of the story, but the heart of it begins in Mark chapter 5, verses 27 and 28. It says, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. An incredible story, an account of what I've talked about our thoughts influencing our actions. A lot of people think many things about God. A lot of people in the days of Jesus thought many things about him. But not everyone did anything about those thoughts. Here's a woman whose thoughts of faith said, if I can just touch him, if I can just touch what he's wearing, I'll be healed. What an incredible result, the result of the story that she is healed. The result of the story is she's commended for her faith. And to think it began with a thought. She'd heard about Jesus and she thought he could do something. I suspect we've all been there. We've heard something on the news. We've taken in some bit of information and we thought such and such would happen. And if it happens, we're excited. If it doesn't happen, we're disappointed. And life goes on. Or does it? Perhaps the same is true as we've listened to sermons, as we've spent time reading God's Word. We've encountered God in His Word and we've thought He should be a certain way. And either he ends up being that way or he doesn't. And we're either satisfied or we're disappointed. And life goes on. Or does it? As I think about taking captive thoughts, I think about these captive thoughts of faith that are filled with faith. It's not simply letting go, it's dismissing the thoughts of doubt. It's dismissing the thoughts that, well, are of me, that are of my timetable, of my desire. And it's replacing them with thoughts that are full of faith, that are of Jesus, that desire God's presence, that look forward to His timing. It's a thought that says, I'll do something. One of the fun parts about volunteering with IDES in the times that I have is listening to the stories of other volunteers. And why they show up, why they help. And inevitably it's a very similar story. The details are somewhat unique. The names have been changed to suit the case, but it kind of follows the story of this woman who was healed. They heard, and through that hearing, they thought. How can I help? What if I could help? Could I help? What would it take? Again, the thoughts have varied, but within those thoughts are always some aspect of calling for a response. And at some point in those thoughts, there was a choice, a decision, an act of faith that says, I will step out and try it. I'll see what happens. I believe. And they reach out and they find themselves not long afterwards in the midst of a disaster area, often unsure of what they can do or what good they can do. But that thought of faith has brought them to a place of service. I believe that's one of the natural outcomes of thoughts taken captive which are full of faith. They lead us to a point of action, to a point of service, to a more clear encounter with God's presence as those acts of faith are filled with His Spirit. You see, living life, for me at least, is full of choices. And those choices are made based on what we think. And when we live life allowing others to fill our thoughts, allowing social media to fill our thoughts, allowing news media to fill our thoughts, allowing friends and strangers and enemies to fill our thoughts, we end up with what we have: division. You see, part of the result of taking every thought captive is that, and making them obedient to Christ, is then those thoughts of envy, those thoughts of anger, those thoughts of hatred, those thoughts that are not of Christ. Get removed. And those thoughts full of faith that says God can and God is and God will be and God is enough begin to take over. And so when we encounter individuals and our opinions differ on whatever it is, we take those thoughts of division captive and we find common ground in faith, in God, in obedience to Jesus. That's the prayer of Jesus, that the world would see our unity. The world would see the followers of Jesus as one, just as He and the Father are one. And that happens. The beginning point of that is taking our thoughts captive, making them obedient to Christ, so that they are thoughts filled with faith, an active faith, a faith that doesn't just think, but believes enough to act, believes enough to do something, believes enough to love, to serve, to give, to notice. Today, as we spend time praying, I wonder what thoughts fill your mind. Sometimes we hear things from God's Word about unity, about taking thoughts captive, about serving one another, and we dismiss it as impossible. And we fail to take that thought captive and replace it with a thought filled with faith. But when we believe God's Word, when we hear it, when we obey it, when we put it into practice, when we acknowledge, not just verbally, but with our response of action, that nothing is impossible with God, then these thoughts of faith take root, they grow, and they produce, and will never be the same, because we've encountered Jesus in faith. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has reached out and touched each one of us. And yet, I confess, there's times our thoughts aren't what they ought to be. We have thoughts of doubt. We have thoughts of hatred. We have thoughts of that are simply not kind. So, Father, today, help us to take those thoughts captive, making them obedient to Jesus, so that our thoughts would be filled with faith. Father, help us to take the things we hear from Your Word, the encounters we have in prayer through Your Word and with Your Spirit, and to believe. This active belief that is so filled with faith that we do something about what Your Word says. We respond obediently. Father, when Your Word calls us to unity, when Your Word calls us to serve and to love, those doubts that the enemy puts in our mind, those doubts that we put in our own mind about the possibility or the impossibility of that, may we overcome those doubts as we dismiss them and hold on to those thoughts filled with faith. Believing with you, nothing is impossible. Believing with you, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Not all the things we want, not all the things that are selfishly motivated, but all of the things that come about by faith. All of the things that are commanded and given to us as instructions in your word. All of the things which seem difficult and unlikely and impossible. We begin to see as not only possible, but as doable. Because we've taken these thoughts filled with faith and we've held them in our life. We've allowed them to grow and to multiply and to increase in so many ways. And Father, may the failures of our ideas and the failures of our plans be seen for what they are, and never, may we never allow those failures to diminish our faith or our trust in you, but may we see through all of our facade of pursuing you and admit when our ideas and plans have been born out of selfish means, so that our faith would grow stronger in trusting your ways and your plans, in living according to your will. Father, today as we go through life and we hear a myriad of things, so many that just keep flooding our mind, may you help us to take every one of those things we hear, every thought that's produced by those captive, to filter it through your word, through your will, through your knowledge and awareness. And may we hold on to those thoughts which are filled with faith. And may those thoughts of faith motivate us to live life as Jesus has called us to live. May those thoughts of faith motivate us to lift up Jesus in every way possible, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.